USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Confirmation hearings continued Wednesday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and the judge.
So you've been asked a lot about Roe v. Wade and Casey, and one of the differences between Brown versus Board of Education and Roe line of cases is that there's active litigation regarding Roe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I think Senator Hirano named 8 or 9 different cases that may come up to the court, cases in controversy. And one of the reasons you can't tell us how you would rule is because there's active litigation coming to the court. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And one of the reasons you can say with confidence that you think Brown versus Board of Education is super precedent is that you're not aware of any effort to go back to the good old days of segregation by a legislative body. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've also said that in lectures that Brown was correct as an original matter. So that is the kind of thing, since I've said it in writing, I felt like I could express before the committee.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
AMC movie theaters are in a world of financial hurt due to COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Movie theater operator AMC says without raising more funding, the company could be out of cash by the end of the year. AMC has reopened nearly 80% of its 598 theaters in the United States, but says the pandemic is still crippling its attendance. The number of moviegoers at AMC theaters is down about 85% from a year ago. The company says many of its most popular locations in Florida, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, and Washington remain closed due to local restrictions. The company says that's cut them off from nearly a quarter of their usual revenue. Cineworld Group, one of AMC's biggest competitors, announced last week that it was suspending operations indefinitely at all of its U.S. theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
B&B Theaters, the sixth largest cinema chain in the United States, has announced they're months away from filing for bankruptcy protection if nothing changes. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
So, you decide to go hiking in Utah. Cougars are probably the last thing on your mind. Think again. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away!
Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess, walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly 6-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall.
Kitty Kitty was probably hungry. Stargazers rejoice! The skies over the northern hemisphere will be a delight for the rest of the month, from meteor showers to a Halloween full moon and Mars in opposition. What that basically means is that Earth will be between the Sun and Mars. Erica Page with KBTX Television in Bryan, Texas.
Is that Mars is at its closest point that it will be to Earth until 2035. So we've got another little bit of time before that happens again, which basically just means it's going to look really bright in the nighttime sky. Viewing tonight looks to be perfect.
Opposition began on October 6th when Mars was only 38.5 million miles away from the Earth. The Earth averages 93 million miles from the Sun. Also, one of the largest meteor showers of the year is right around the corner, as Earth is passing through the debris field from Halley's Comet. The meteor shower is visible tonight and peaks on Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.